I like carried it. I
lugged it.
Lugged it.
Yeah.
Yes.
That usually meant it was a pretty good load.
It was something heavy.
I mean, you might carry it if it was normal, but if it was heavier than that, you might have lugged it a long way. I lugged that thing for 5 miles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Difficult.
Okay, if a child was reaching toward a hot stove, you might tell him, now just...
No.
And he might say, don't.
Don't touch it.
If you needed a hammer or something and sent someone for it, you'd say, go.
Go get.
Okay. What kinds of hiding games did you play?
I didn't know there was one. Hide and seek.
Hide and seek. What did you call that thing, you know, when you had to run in? You had to run in and touch base or goal or?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember. What, I'd probably remember if you refresh me.
Base, maybe?
Yeah.
Touch bag?
Touch bag, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know what you meant there. A home.
Oh, touch home, go
yeah.
Home.
Yeah.
Home. Yeah,
like,
that's right.
Like home plate. Only.
Yeah, I've forgotten about that. In fact, I think that's what we used to.
Gosh, that's been a long time.
It has been a long time. It's been a long time.
Long with, you know, it's so different today. Kids have things to entertain them, but well, I think of some of the extremes, wasn't it? The entertainer said, kick the can. Did you ever play? No, you're too young to play kick the can.
No, but I've heard of it.
That was a hell of a game.
How did they play kick the can?
I don't even remember
I've
the details except...
Was it really a can?
Yeah, you'd take a can, just an ordinary can,
mm-hmm.
and you'd put it somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and the idea was, I remember the point of the game was to sneak in and kick that can without getting caught, see,
oh.
and get touched, and then somebody was, it was kind of like one group was defending the can, and
mm-hmm.
and if you could kick it out without getting touched before you got there,
mm-hmm.
you won, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. I guess you'd get somebody out, you know, by making them think you're coming and kind of decoy him and somebody else might kick can.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember, but it was a big, bad game. I remember that. A lot of stomping and kicking.
What other, did they play any games with balls and stuff? What other kinds?
Yeah, we played. Oh. Just mostly ball, they call it baseball and football and basketball. And I guess we used to play something akin to hockey with cans and sticks
mm-hmm.
and rocks and stuff like that. And I used to play a lot of hopscotch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how about any games that would be like standing around in a circle or... Or games?
Oh, what they call it? I can't remember. Seems like they called it merry-go-round game I used to play.
And how about a game where kids would line up facing each other and run at each other? Do you remember a game, anything like that? It's a game, I was just thinking one we used to play when I was a child called Red Rover. But I think that's how you played it.
I can't remember.
We used to play
where we throw things over a house. I don't remember.
Throw things over a house?
Yeah, like we throw cans over the house and things. I don't remember. I remember that holler, Annie over or something like that, and they throw it over the house and they called it Annie over. I don't remember the details.
I don't know what
you're talking about. But you used to throw it over the house, yeah.
Sure. I
whenever they hollered, you better look out, but here it came.
I don't remember the point of it.
I don't remember the point. I'm sure there must have been one, but it seems so stupid now I can't imagine.
I remember saying those words though, Annie, Annie, over. I remember.